Well, we know, we've heard a lot about how plastic in our oceans has the potential to give great problems. Things like plastic bags do cause problems for marine life. What about, though, the insidious type of plastic things, the bits that we don't perhaps see as big as a plastic bag? Well, we're joined now by Dr. Thava Palanisamy from the University of Newcastle, who's doing some research looking at plastic pollution. Good morning to you. And what sort of plastic are you looking for?
Good morning, Jaron. Good morning to everyone. At the University of Newcastle, we've been doing this research since 2015. We are looking at plastics in various aspects, not just drinking water. So the major problem of plastic is it's all ends up in aquatic environment. So starting from marine and wastewaters, and finally now drinking water. So we started to look at all the aspects, not just one. And so what sort of plastic? There are seven different types of plastics commonly used. Yes, commonly used in around the world. And it's highly produced as well. So it's based on the demand. So these are the plastics pose major threat in the aquatic environment.
So if we're looking at our drinking water in the Hunter, what sort of problems would there be that we would perhaps suffer from?
Plastics in drinking water is started getting momentum, and we have looked at some freshwater sample in other parts of the country, but there are reports in Europe as well that lots of plastics, small plastics called microplastics, less than 5 millimeter size, are actually present in the fresh water. So in Hunter and or any part of Australia, we don't know whether our drinking water has plastics or not. But based on the studies overseas, there is a likely chance that we may get some plastic fibers, but we don't know yet. That's the research we are undertaking right now.
And what? How would that affect us?
That's a good question. For example, if you remember that study published a few weeks ago, they found 84% of drinking water samples around the world among five continents contain microscopic plastic fibers. And the funny side of it is the Washington, D.C. water contains 17 fibers in a liter of water, whereas in underdeveloped countries, the percentage is less. So it shows plastics is everywhere, yes. Mm. Plastics is everywhere, but it also, put it in a more scientific way, the per capita consumption within developed countries are more, and then developing countries. It's simply because we use lots of plastics because our life is already plasticized. But in developed countries like underdeveloped countries like Africa and some of the Southeast Asian countries, and the sewage and other things are not connected, and also they still live in a village life, and they're not accessible with lots of these modern utilities. So if you see, the issue is more for us than the other people, other country.
Yeah.
And the human health side, say you drink a water contains plastic,
yes,
or you eat a fish containing plastic,
yes,
we don't know what will happen.
We don't.
We don't know. That is the biggest question we are trying to investigate. Because
yes,
we used to eat food in plastic plate.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine a situation if your food contains plastic. So the question mark is getting bigger and bigger. So we don't have answers yet. But however, our research shows, based on the physics and chemistry of this particle, this has toxic chemicals in it, and most of the plastics found in the environment contains lots of it has the ability to attract other chemicals as well, so that chemicals can get transferred through the food chain and ultimately to the human. So these chemicals, if you want to put it accurately, more than 78% of these chemicals are toxic or potentially carcinogenic.
So should we be concerned about this at the moment, or wait until your research, the results come out?
I don't think, because I haven't read any research report directly linking plastics and human health by eating plastic, but there are more than enough evidences that the chemicals related to plastic can cause cancer, like bisphenol A and toluates can actually cause cancer and some estrogenic effects. But by eating plastic, we don't know. But that's the reason we are doing in-depth studies using some advanced technologies. And we are collaborating with Hunter Medical Research Institute to look at the human health aspect as well.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. It sounds as though it's very worthwhile research.
Yeah.
And thanks for bringing us up to date on that today. And that is Dr. Thava Palanisamy from the University of Newcastle. Ooh, we await the results of that research with interest. 2 NURFM, 28 past 9.